I'm joined now by Diana Pereira. She's the Inuit and First Nations Arts Specialist at the Canadian Guild of Crafts in Montreal. And that's where we reached her today. Diana Pereira, hello.
Good morning.
Tell us just a little bit about how this exhibit came together and why you wanted to put the spotlight on women Inuit artists in particular.
Okay. Well, contemporary Inuit art has been recognized for the visible role women have played in its evolution, embracing a broad range of media, from prints and drawings, textiles and sculpture, to ceramics and jewelry. In mounting this exhibition, Inuit women artists, we wish to pay tribute to the voices of three generations of women, chronicling the iconography of women in Inuit society. Now, we approach this exhibition from a number of different angles. On the one hand, we wish to show the development and aesthetic treatment of works on paper from the Guild's permanent collection of Inuit art, in combination with contemporary prints and drawings and sculpture produced by artists from Cape Dorset. And Alish, by doing so, we wish to illustrate the transition from camp life to community-based culture. Secondly, it is very important, I think, to underline the importance of the visual arts in preserving collective memory and Inuit traditional knowledge, knowing well that few Inuit women have written about their artistic or historic selves. And lastly, we wish to highlight the rise of the individual artist and her emerging personal iconography.
Tell us a little bit about the process you went through when you were selecting the artisan work to feature in this exhibition. Were you looking for specific things in particular? And just sort of how did you craft this and put it together?
Well, in doing so, we wanted to show the evolution of printmaking on the one hand, to show the technical aspects of what was happening from the early lino cut and the stone cut that originated in Cape Dorset all the way up to large works on paper exploring lithography, aqua tint, and etching. We wanted to very clearly show the transition from camp life to community-based culture. Take, for example, the artist Spitzio Lakashuna, one of Canada's outstanding Inuit graphic artists and one of the last of a generation to follow a traditional lifestyle. In her three prints, To Rescue a Drowning Hunter, Kayak Journey, and Ducks at Play, there is a compulsion to document what was disappearing in the north. She produced over 7,000 drawings in a span of 25 years, and she passed on this legacy to her children. She became a mentor, four of whom became artists and sculptors. So the visual arts have acted in many different ways. On the one hand, providing a source of financial security and self-representation to women. Also, very importantly, passing on this tradition to their progeny. And whereas the early work show a life that was quickly passing, we fast forward to the work of Shuvanaya Shuna and Ning TV that talk about issues of gender, identity, global warming, social issues, and the merging of private and public space. So we wanted to have a narrative through art in showing what was and what is today.
And, you know, just sort of picking up on that, you know, what you're talking about is really sort of a story of the North as seen through the art. And I'm wondering when visitors or, you know, someone on the website, you know, looks at this exhibit as a whole, do you think there's something to discover that's new in choosing sort of women's interpretations of these various areas that you've tucked on versus, you know, a general exhibition about Inuit art? Does it help us home in on something in particular that maybe we haven't seen before?
I think in this exhibition we wanted to show the historical development of works on paper stemming from a culture that at one time was primarily nomadic. So the importance of storytelling was very important. But if we look at what is happening today, I think what we wanted to show is that these are works by artists who happen to be Inuit as opposed to Inuit artists. focusing on contemporary issues, because sometimes the way in which Inuit art was marketed in the early years, it predetermined sometimes what came to the market, and the market then fed into what it wished to see about the North. In conjunction with this exhibition, we had a conference, and one of the prints that came forward at this conference was an aquatint and etching by Shivunaya Shuna. And this was done in 2014. And here you have the figures of two women, almost the same in height, dressed in blue. One lady is in an amautik, and the other, facing her, is in wearing a niqab. And the title of this print is How We Dress. So this is very contemporary in terms of the issues facing us today. Work made by women, about women, and taking us to a very different place from the early work that was very descriptive and very narrative and told a history of a life that was passing. The art today made by women is looking at the art not only from the inside out, but I think the outside in.
Diana Pereira, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.